Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Marijuana Policy Insider, the podcast for Marijuana Policy Project. I'm Russ Belville, and joining us today, we have the Maine political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, the state of Maine, and that would be David Boyer. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really well, and interesting to talk about what's going on in Maine today, because, of course, you were one of the 4 out of 5 states that passed a legalization initiative in 2016, but then the legislature got a hold of it. Give our listeners a kind of a peek at what's going on there, because when we were first reporting on Maine, we were all excited about the big limits and the social clubs and all the low taxes, and it really looked like a great legalization bill. What happened?
Well, it's still pretty good. Essentially, you know, we passed this last November, and since then, the legislature created a special committee to work on this new law and make tweaks to the initiative. Unfortunately, the initiative process, the citizen initiative process here in Maine, hasn't been too respected by the legislature this session. Some of the other initiatives like the ranked choice voting and a 3% surcharge on the wealthiest, they kind of been gutted or delayed. So it's unfortunate. Nonetheless, they created this committee and heard from stakeholders, activists, patients, those in the industry, experts. Andrew Friedman from Colorado came by and essentially kind of rewrote the law, and we think overall for the better. There's some stuff that gives us heartburn for sure. The delay, the additional year delay of social clubs, we were not supportive of, and we don't think the tax rate should be any higher than 20%. They seem to have stopped at 20%, which is good considering that's where Massachusetts has landed. And while it is more than what was originally in the initiative, you know, looking at these other legal states, Colorado, Oregon, the price of legal marijuana has gone down and they have higher tax rates. So I don't think it'll be, I don't think it'll encourage the illicit market, in Maine at least. And so this committee, they released their bill a couple weeks ago, and we supported it. It passed in the Maine House and the Maine Senate, but the governor, and that was about 2 weeks ago. The governor now has it on his desk, and he's probably going to veto it, unfortunately, because it's a good bill that's bipartisan. You know, the legislature worked on and it passed. And you know, the governor said when he was running for re-election in 2014 that he would not get in the way of legalization, that he would be for legalization if it was done through referendum. That answer to that question during the debate made him the most cannabis-friendly gubernatorial candidate in 2014 in Maine, which
remarkable.
If you know anything about Paul LePage in Maine, then that's remarkable. Yet I know folks that voted for him just off the strength of that answer, and it's disappointing to see him most likely walk back on those comments. It's, I guess, typical for politicians to break promises, but doesn't make it any better when they do. So we're going to see if he vetoes, and then the legislature could come back for veto day, where you override the governor as early as next week. And so we need 2/3 of those present to override the governor and make sure this bill becomes law. It'll be a close vote. The House Republicans are kind of split on this issue, so it will be close. But it's hunting season, so maybe a couple of members stay home. You know, so we'll see if it passes. If we override, if we don't, it's still going to be a tough road in Maine, unfortunately, because we are starting to get, you know, a real palatable feeling that the governor is going to do everything he can to obstruct, even if we do override him. So it could be delayed significantly. He's out of office, you know, at the end of next year. We have a new campaign here for governor in 2018. So it's just really unfortunate. And you know, we passed it the same November as Massachusetts, as Nevada, It's California, and you know, before all this, we're last, and now we're going to go from last to dead last potentially. You look at California; they have the temporary business licenses for January. Nevada had early sales; they're already making millions in tax revenue and giving adults a legal place to purchase marijuana. Massachusetts hopefully is up by this summer, so we won't be up next year. I don't think at this point, which is really disappointing. Yeah. But thankfully, it's still legal, and you can still grow your own. You know, grow your own. So that's, I think, you know, the biggest thing with any legalization law is possession and cultivation, and we're working on it.
And those limits didn't get changed by the legislature. The 2.5 ounces, 12 plants.
The possession limit did not change. So it's 2.5 ounces. They do propose a limit of 12 plants per parcel, 12 flowering. You can have more immature and seedlings. There was no cap in the initiative per parcel. So if you had 3 or 4 adults over 21, you could have 18 or 24 mature plants at a residence. But they did want to cap that at 12. So that was another thing that gave us a little heartburn about the compromise, this omnibus regulation bill. But looking at it, is still on the liberal side compared to other states, compared to Washington, which I don't believe even has home cultivation still.
Right.
So and if it didn't apply to medical at all, they didn't change medical at all. Patients were exempted from that. So the silver lining is if we don't override the governor, is that you can there's no limit on the home grow plants, but we would still probably give that up just to get this market up and going. And there was some violence in the illicit market here in Maine from over a marijuana dispute. So it still happens. It's still dangerous. Residual prohibition is still affecting us, and we do want to see adults have a legal place to purchase marijuana.
Does Governor LePage talk about what his objections are, what he'd like to see happen? What's causing him to want to veto this?
He didn't really participate in the process over the 7 months of this committee working on it. His agencies really didn't give much input to help guide the process. So that was tough, especially for those on the committee to try to, to go in the dark as to what the executive wants. And, the executive's in charge of these agencies. So ideally, in a perfect world, there'd be some coordination and collaboration to make sure everyone's kind of happy. But he didn't. And that was the first kind of indication. I think in his, he doesn't talk to the press much other than talk radio. But what we've heard is some stuff about, it's federally illegal. He swore an oath on the Constitution, but I don't really know where Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution talks about marijuana prohibition. it's kind of just pretty frustrating. The governor has no problem bucking the feds when Obama's in charge. When it comes to expanding Medicare, Medicaid, which personally I agree with them on, but when it comes to marijuana, then we have to listen to the feds and we're subservient and we have no power and the 10th Amendment doesn't exist. Right. So, some consistency from limited government Republicans would be nice. So he's talked about that. He's talked about the medical program as well. He'll probably mention that in his veto message. That there's no he doesn't see the rationale of having these two SIFs, these two, adult use and medical in tandem, in parallel. We do to some extent when we're talking about pediatric patients, when we're talking about tax rate, when we're talking about dosage limitations for edibles. Maybe that shouldn't apply to patients who need as much as they can get in one bite of an edible. But he has a problem with that. He's not without merit, I think. The caregiving system in Maine has gotten a little out of hand. It's not a popular thing to raise with the community, the movement here in Maine. but I think the caregiving system has kind of morphed into something that originally wasn't, and some of those laws are still there from, you know, 99 and 2009, when caregivers were supposed to, you know, help a couple patients and grow, you know, up to, you know, 20, 30 plants at home. Well, the caregivers did that, and then they have all this, that's a lot of marijuana for five patients, so they have a revolving patient slot that they use, and that's pretty much within the law, but some folks, like the governor, don't like how it's operating. The irony is this, in all of this, is that if, you know, these House Republicans, if you don't like marijuana, if you voted no on question one last fall, then you should support the marijuana bill, the work the committee's done, and override the governor, because there's more protections like school buffer zones, and it doesn't allow for delivery or drive-through, which I think makes sense. I think it's good to keep the roads safer that way, but you know, that's a little bit more progressive than the committee was willing to go. But if you're a Republican, then you like it, right? So we'd like to see them to vote for it. And if you have a problem with the medical program, well, the caregivers, they can open up in these towns, and the towns really have no control over it. The towns do have control over the adult use program, so they should encourage the caregivers to move into the adult use market that want to, and then the towns will have more control. So it's really an evolving process, and, you know, we could have marijuana shops open the beginning of 2019 or the end of 2019. There's a lot of balls in the air right now.
Well, we'll keep an eye on what's happening in the state of Maine and refer back to you, David, when we get some more information. Let's give our listeners a chance to look some of this stuff up if they want to get more informed. If you got some Facebook pages, websites, or contact information they could use.
Sure. Good idea, Russ. Thanks. Well, mpp.org/Maine. Make sure that's a lowercase Maine to get to the page. That has some information. And then Yes on One, Regulate and Tax Marijuana, our Facebook page is available, and that has some information, including links to reach out to your legislator if you are a Mainer listening in today.
That's right. David Boyer, the Maine Political Director for Marijuana Policy Project, thanks for joining us here on the Marijuana Policy Insider.
Anytime. Thank you.